talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I want to say again, our lines are live and open. Yesterday, there was some kind of glitch. It's on us. Lines were down for the whole show. Got no calls. It wasn't because you didn't try to call. A lot of you tried to call. Now you can call. A number of you have already called in. 844-967-2789. We've talked for a long time about the Virginia governor election and the New Jersey governor election. Well, there were a lot of other elections. The one that is of greatest interest here in Wisconsin was the recall of the Mequon school board, four school board members. Right-wing group got together and decided to recall them. They didn't like mask mandates. They were complaining about critical race theory, except for one thing. It doesn't exist, and it's not being taught in the Mequon school system. It's not being taught anywhere in Wisconsin. It's not being taught anywhere in the United States. Nobody knows what it is. And the reason I say it doesn't exist, if you ask 10 people what critical race theory is, eight of them wouldn't be able to define it, and the other two would have different definitions of it. And I'll say it one more time. We've talked about it a lot. Happy to take any calls. But basically, it's based on some kind of scholar going back decades who thought that maybe everything should be looked in the prism of race, everything. Then you had the New York Times Project that basically went all the way back to the Revolutionary War and before and said everything that anybody did was to preserve slavery back then, which is baloney. Obviously, slavery existed. It was horrible. It was horrible. African Americans were brutalized, not treated as human beings in slavery. And then for 100 years after Reconstruction was scrapped in the 1880s, up until JFK, up until the Civil Rights era of the 1960s, all of that should be taught. And any Republican who doesn't think that should be taught is wrong. That's he doesn't want American history to be taught. Oh, we're going to teach American history, but the business, somehow the Revolutionary War was waged only to preserve slavery because Britain had abolished slavery. Britain didn't abolish slavery until something like the 1770s. And there had been a brewing Revolutionary War for decades before that. And secondly, Massachusetts and New York also abolished slavery. You know, if you were an African-American back then, and you could get up to Massachusetts and New York, you weren't a slave anymore. So it's absolute baloney to say that New York and Massachusetts were trying to preserve slavery. So that kind of stupidity, and yet the average Republican doesn't know what that means either. It doesn't know what that means either. Well, on the Mequon School Board, the Republicans made the mistake, and this has a severe consequence on the gubernatorial election, and I'm going to unpack this right now. Bunch of the right wingers got together and they said, we are going to unseat four members of the Mequon School Board. And if they had succeeded, then they would have had majority and they could have imposed their will on Mequon. Mequon is a suburb of Milwaukee. It's in Ozaukee County, just to the north of the county line into Ozaukee County. You have Bayside and then you have Mequon. Mequon has historically been Republican in the distant past. It's a very high income area and the educational level is very high. And it had been the kind of suburban Republican in the past had voted Republican. But they're not crazy. And in the last election, many of them went for Biden over Trump, not because they suddenly became Democrats, but because they didn't want a guy who was essentially a Russian spy for Vladimir Putin, who attacked the CIA and the FBI, was being blackmailed and funded by Putin, who was dividing the country racially and saying increasingly insane things. That they didn't want. That they did not want. Now, people like that in Northern Virginia and the suburbs around Washington, D.C., this time in slightly, not overwhelmingly, McAuliffe in Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, the Democratic candidate, did win that area pretty handily. But the Republican Youngkin shaved, I don't know, 5 or 6 points off him, which is enough for Youngkin to win by 2% statewide in Virginia. Because when a lot of suburbanites are confronted with a Republican candidate who isn't a nut and a crook and a criminal, they may vote for him. And that's what happened there. Well, in Mequon, these four people running against the incumbent school board members were saying they didn't like masks in schools. They were anti-vaxxers. And they also said they didn't want critical race theory, even though there is no such thing and it isn't being taught, if it did exist, in Mequon. Well, the folks in Mequon aren't going to put up with that kind of stuff. And when the dust settled, the incumbents each got about 58% of the vote to about 42% for the right-wing insurgents. Now, there are four separate elections. Each incumbent was subject to recall. It's very easy to recall. You get a certain number of signatures, a very small amount, really, and you recall them. But Mequon had a huge turnout. People pay attention up there, and they didn't want right-wing nuts running their educational system. They want a professional educational system, very pro-education. Now, why do I say that this has severe consequences for the gubernatorial campaign? Tony Evers, the Democrat, is running for re-election. His principal opponent so far is Rebecca Clayfish, former lieutenant governor. Sean Duffy, a former congressman, has been urged to run by Trump, who endorsed him. And Duffy is starting to sniff around and I think doing polls, put out a press release the other day attacking Biden's infrastructure plan. It's all, you know, old stuff. All the Republicans go through those motions, but it shows that he's thinking of getting in a race. Now, the reason that the school board election and the triumph of the incumbents of rational education is important is that Clayfish got behind Rebecca Clayfish, the recall, big time. One of her principal donors and one of the Republican Party's principal donors, Richard Eline of Illinois, not to be confused with the Elines in the Milwaukee area, whom I know and who are very fine folks, put a lot of money into their effort. And Clayfish has a campaign worker, somebody fairly high up in her campaign, who is one of the four right-wing challengers. And she, this person, at some point in the campaign, said things like, quote, the people at Planned Parenthood are white supremacists, end quote. And she also said she wasn't much bothered by white supremacy, except for the fact that she said Planned Parenthood were white supremacists. Well, that is not only false, but just about the dumbest thing I've ever heard anybody say in politics. What she's saying is that because some of the patients of Planned Parenthood are African-American, and they get abortions, therefore Planned Parenthood are white supremacists. It's just a very stupid argument. And it offended a lot of people. And they might not necessarily have been in support of Planned Parenthood. They may have been pro-life for that matter. But it just is flat out false to say that Planned Parenthood is a white supremacy organization. It's such loose talk, crazy talk. And Clayfish got behind this person. So if you have Rebecca Clayfish as the Republican nominee, certainly in Mequon and the suburbs of Milwaukee, and I would add Waukesha County and some of the southern suburbs like Franklin, Hales Corners, Greenfield, Greendale, and all that, you may have normally Republican suburbanites, but they're not crazy. They're not bat feathers crazy. And Clayfish is also the one who was asked, Voss and the Republicans are considering putting in a bill that would let the gerrymandered Republican legislature pick Wisconsin's electors in the next presidential campaign, regardless of the vote in the presidential election, will you veto or sign that? And she said, no comment. And she's promised that she'll sign it. You will not have a vote to select the president here in Wisconsin. She also supports the Republican effort, constitutional amendment to take away the state treasurer, take away the secretary of state and the lieutenant governor from election and have them appointed by the governor. So when you get a Republican governor, he'll appoint the state treasurer, secretary of state, and lieutenant governor. The only vote you'll have left statewide, two votes, are attorney general, because that's in the Constitution, and governor. You won't even have a vote for president if Rebecca Clayfish is elected governor. And here she has one of her nutty campaign heads of the campaign. I mean, not the campaign manager, but somebody highly placed, saying that Planned Parenthood is a white supremacy organization. So Mequon saw through all that. Basically a Republican area, now a purple area. 58% said, no, we want our four professional incumbent school board members. We do not want that with these right-wing nuts. Okay, we're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Backbiter, tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.